Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Connell Breslin, and I'm currently a customer. I think I have to make a payment.
Oh, okay, let me go ahead and check that out here online really quick. How's it going today? How's it going so far?
Okay.
That's good, that's good, that's great to hear. Let me check it out, Connell. Celtic Tree and Landscape LLC, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yes, I am seeing you have a past due for the $199. Would we be charging the account for the same card that we have on file that ends in 1238?
Yeah, how much is it? How much is the, I thought it was $150.
It's $199.
Okay, go. Try run it to see if that card works. I'm driving, so it's I don't know if it's.
Oh, okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and see if it goes through.
It may not. I might have to get you another card.
Okay, no, this one didn't go through. I got a little error saying insufficient funds.
Okay. Do you have any other card there on file?
No, that's the only one that we have on file.
Okay. I'm driving, so I don't have a card with me, so,
If you want, since you're driving, we could go ahead and give you a call back in a bit if that's better for you.
Yeah. And the other thing is, a couple of years ago, I used to do pay-per-click with your company. And the lady that was my agent at the time, does she still work with you?
Yes, I'm actually seeing here that you already have an account manager. She called in sick today, but she's been trying to follow up with you.
What was her name? Is this the same lady I had before? I like the lady I had from the beginning, so I'm not looking to get somebody new. What was her name? Because it's been a year or so since I've done a pay-per-click. And I would like to get the same person back.
Let me see if I could get that information. Because I'm seeing here that your account manager has always been Emma. Let me double check real quick, okay?
Well, it might have had the same account. The lady I used that managed before was probably older, you know.
I think it might have been Shalette, but Shalette's already retired. Actually, Connell, she's no longer with us. Yeah, she just retired recently.
Well, good for her. There is no, of course, I don't want a contract or anything. I'll just pay as they go. So can you have the ladies reach out to me and I'll?
Of course. Well, she's not in today. She called in sick. Would you like her to follow up with you tomorrow, on Monday?
Yeah, Monday's better, and then I'll, you know, then I'll pay for that thing on Monday.
Okay, no worries. So follow up with you.
But can you check
Monday?
And make sure that it doesn't cancel on us, you know, or whatever, you know, can you look into that?
Of course, no, definitely. If you want, I'll go ahead and do a 1 week extension on your bill. I'll extend
okay.
it up until Friday, just in case you're busy on Monday for whatever reason and you're not able to pick up. I'll extend it for this next Friday, the 13th, and your account manager, Emma's going to follow up with you this Monday, the 9th, okay?
All right, fine. Okay, good enough. All right, so I one more thing.
Of course.
You guys, you do not do any organic on websites. You just do the, what is it that you do exactly? Because you're not managing my website, so.
The website itself, no. You did decide for us to just promote the website as is. We do create websites and we do make sure that they have everything they need in order for you to rank. If at any moment you do want us to create a website for you, we could still go ahead and do that. Right now we're managing the Google Business Profile. We have the call tracker set up and the call tracker greeting. That way, whenever clients reach out to you, they do have that professional greeting. But we're managing everything that has to do with the Google Business Profile itself, making posts, making sure you rank, and optimize it on a daily basis.
Well, the other thing is, on my Google, maybe you can help me with this. Google, I have a Google. What is it called? Google Ads, right? And do you know anything about Google Ads or no?
Yes, actually, that's one of the services that we handle too. But you said you have that on your end. You're managing it yourself, right? You launched the campaign.
Well, right now, Google required for me to get an EIN number. Does that make sense?
Yes, actually, that is some of the basic information that Google requires.
Well, they didn't require it before I had a Google account, and I could, you know, put money in on it. And now I don't. And they're looking to for information. They need my license and they need my verification of my business tax ID number, those sort of things. And
yep, so depending on what you're getting, because one of them is Google Ads and one of them is Google Verified. Google Verified, that's the one that usually requires EIN, social security number, for you to provide a driver's license picture for a background check. That's usually what it's required for. Google Verified's a bit more, ask for more things, right? In order for you to get the service of Google Verified.
But I was already verified with Google before. Why do they need to do it again?
Oh, okay, no, the verification is different. So yes, you're already verified, that's good. This one's just it's the name it has, right? It used to be called Google Guaranteed, but it's now called Google Verified. You don't necessarily need to get verified again, but those are the requirements for the additional service.
I mean, for me to run an ad, I have to give them my license and I have to give them my a letter verifying my tax ID number, correct?
Yes. They pretty much do that just primarily to fight spam, protect against any fraudulent listings or takeovers.
I'm trying to get that done, and I can't seem to get it done. I don't know how to do it.
Well, you always have that option for us to start the campaign for you and make things a lot easier for you. That alternative you want to look into? I mean, by all means, give it a thought.
How much a month are you charging for that?
Well, it depends what service you want, right? Google Ads and Google Verified are different. For Google Ads, it's a pay-per-click, so you, exactly as I said, right?
It's Google Verified, I'm talking about.
Okay, so for the Google Verified, there isn't a specific number. We do have to run a couple of tests to see how it behaves. Like, we're not just going to tell you, oh, Connell, give us $500 and we'll get your Google Verified up and running, right? We have to make a couple of tests, see how it behaves, how the competition is around in Bridgeport and everything, and regarding the services you provide. For example, right now, I can give you a rough estimate.
Google Verified is run by Google. It's not run by anything else. Run by Google.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's not
pay-per-click. It's not organic. It's not all those
things. Nope. I know.
Google has
it's not pay-per-click or anything. They provide you qualified leads, right? So, for example, you're only paying for an actual client that's interested in your service.
Yeah, and it's but my challenge is, I have the documents, but for some reason, they're in conflict. You know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, when I went into my Google profile, I noticed on the license I sent them, on my Google profile, my name was spelled C-O-N-A-L, when, in fact, my name is C-O-N-N-E-L-L. So it was spelled wrong. And I'm thinking maybe that was the problem. I don't know.
Okay, I see what you mean. That is a possibility. I mean, even us, we have you listed as C-O-N-A-L, so... Your name is C-O-N-N-E-L-L?
Well, I just changed it today, because they sent me an email telling me to update, but my license is not verifying in the system. And I went in, and I thought, what does that mean? Because I sent over the letter from the IRS that shows the tax ID number, right? Celtic Tree and Landscaping with the tax ID number. And the license, right? And for some reason, it wasn't working out. And I thought, well, maybe it's because my first name is spelled C-O-N-A-L. And I should change that to what's on my license and what's on my passport, which is C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay, yeah, that is a possibility that they're not taking the license because of that reason. But since you already changed it, you just have to wait for it to update and re-upload it again.
You think they'll automatically look to you know, I don't know. I'm just... But whoever does the direct, the pay-per-click, you know, I'm going to do both with the same company. You know? So, and I need to do it quickly, so I have to pick a company to do it with.
Of course. Well, like I mentioned, we do handle everything. We do handle all the paperwork for you. Like at the end of the day, we just ask you for what they need. We make sure to chase them down. We reach out to Google personally since we are affiliated, And we do try to expedite the process as much as we can.
Well, you could go in there. You have permission, do you not? Do you still have permission on my profile?
We have permission for the profile, but for Google Ads or Google Verified, since you don't have that service with us, we're not able to do anything in that regards.
I see. All right. Well, I'll talk to her on Monday about that.
Definitely. I'll let her know. I'll give her a heads up, and she'll go over the fine details with her.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk. Tell her we'll talk Monday.
Exactly. Is there a specific time frame that you prefer?
Well, you know, it's an important meeting for me, so I'll make time for it.
Definitely. You know, in that case, I'll make sure she reaches out to you on Monday. That way you could discuss that with her, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good rest of your weekend. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.